Blog Talk Radio.
That's not built by the hand of man,
but you are the builder, God. And until you crack that cloud, one historic gate, God, we will be coming and going as pilgrims through this barren land. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint these lips of clay to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you. Hallelujah. In the pardon of their iniquity. Father God, I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom. Hallelujah. Words of encouragement to those that might be hurting in the epitome of their souls. These and other prayer petitions, God, we ask in your Son Jesus' mighty name. And we, hallelujah, as a unity of people to say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I am just so delighted to be able to come before your presence tonight. I tell you, this has really been a busy week for me. And you know, it always looks like is busy because you have so much to fill in your itinerary, and sometimes you just don't have enough time, you know, in one day to get everything completed, but you do as much as you can do, and you just let God, you know, guide you and lead you along the way, and so you do what you can do, and you just leave the remainder to God. Hallelujah. So I just thank God, you know, for all that he does. You know, I just praise him because he's so wonderful. He is just so kind. The Lord loves us. He loves us. I tell you, God loves us. He loves us. Oh, boy, I tell you, you just don't know how much you love. You think that your husband loves you. You think that your wives love you, and that is so. Your children love you. That's correct. Your grandchildren love you, and oh, that's a blessing. But I mean the love that Jesus has for us, his spiritual children, cannot be compared to human love. I mean, it's just no way in the equation that you could even put that on a rectal scale, because God's love is like a love no other in this world. I mean, it's on another level. It's on another dimension. But I'm here to encourage your heart on tonight. You that are out there in my digital listening audience, hallelujah, that God loves you. There are some of you out there tonight that you're alone at home tonight, and you don't have anyone to talk to. All your friends have just left you by the wayside. They said that they would be with you until the end, but when the time got tough, the tough got going. But I tell you, one person that will stick closer to you than a mother, sister, brother, even a father, and that is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He loves us. And he proved that when he went on out there to Calvary Cross over 2,000 light years ago. God proved his love for you and I. And I just want you to be encouraged that if those friends have left you standing by the wayside, don't worry, because God got a whole set of brand new brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ that are waiting to meet and greet you with a hug and a holy kiss. So don't you worry. God's got other family members that is waiting to embrace you, hallelujah, with the love of Jesus Christ. And so I know that time is of an essence, and I do know that time is yet moving right along. And so we're going to go right on into our program. And so our theme on tonight, hallelujah, is living just enough for the sick. I won't say that one more time. Living just enough for the city. And what I mean by city, I'm talking about that celestial city up in glory land, up in heaven. I'm talking about that heavenly realm of a city. Hallelujah. And I keep scripture when we come in out of the law of Revelation 21 and 21. And it reads like this. The streets of the city, hallelujah, was pure gold like transparent glass. That's found in the law of Revelation 21 and 21. Hallelujah. And we know that we have so much to attend to down here on this earth. We have our private lives. We have our ministry. We have our community. We have the judicial system. We have the law of regulations in place. We have our children that have to go to the daycare, then to Head Start, then to kindergarten, elementary, high school, junior high, then on to college, then on to university. So we have a full itinerary here down here on this planet Earth, this land that we call the planet Earth. We have a full itinerary before us each and every day. But I'm talking about we're living just enough. Those of you that are living a lifestyle of Christ, you're living a lifestyle to please God. You're living a holy and sanctification lifestyle that is holy and acceptable and pleasing unto God. Because God's word tells us, those that worship me must worship me in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. And so we're living just enough so we can be able to one day stand before the judgment seat of God. And we'll all, hallelujah, we'll all have to stand before the judgment seat of God to be judged according to the deeds that's done in this old body. May it be good or not so good. God is going to judge us accordingly. So it behooves us to take care and be careful of how we're living. Because I tell you, one day you're going to be judged according to the deeds that you've done. If you've done evil all your life, then you will be judged according to the evil that you've done. If you did good all your life, then you'll be judged according to the good that you've done in this life. And not only that, but you'll be judged how you live according to God's command. Because God left us a book to believe in. And those books was the 66 books. Its beginning is Genesis and its ending is Revelation. So God gave us a book to believe in. And along with that book, God gave us a set of rules. We live in a world that we are ruled by a set of rules. We are governed by laws and regulations. That's the same way it is with God on the spiritual realm. God give us a guide. You know, he give us a book to believe in, to open up and to read and see what his words say. And then live accordingly to his words command us to do. So I'm going to go into the law of John 14 and 9. But before I go into that, I would like to share this with you. All right, now we are certain in the storm, positive assurance of this life and also the life to come. And why not? Then we know that Jesus said, because I live, you will live also. And you can read that in the law of John 14 and 19. That assurance, however, is often accompanied by another emotion, and that is curiosity. Where will the next world really be like, you might ask? We know that even the inspired description of that celestial dwelling that we have in the Bible, last book, are inadequate to convey what awaits us, you and I. Yet they do intensify our desire to leave this dark earthly existence and to enter that heavenly reality. We read about a pure river of water and light. We read about clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God. We read about the tree of life and no more curse. That is the law of Revelation 22, 1 through 3. But what are your own reactions as you think about the life beyond this life? Perhaps you are not especially curious, but are you blessed with that certainty of heaven? Hallelujah! Would you cast my faith in Jesus? Think of the words he spoke at the grave of Lazarus. He said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live. And whoever lives and believes in me shall never die. That's found in the law of John 11 and 25. Hallelujah. I know you might ask, is that promise the foundation of our certainty? And you can make it so by believing in Jesus. And we have that assurance of heaven. We recognize our sinfulness. We believe in Jesus and that he died for us. And we receive him as our Lord and Savior. Then you can trust his promise. John 20 and 31. Hallelujah. And I want to encourage you that what you do, hallelujah, with Jesus now will determine what he will do with you later. Hallelujah. And so I am reminded of a story about a miner who struck gold and carried his bag of nuggets with him everywhere. One day he died and went to heaven, still yet carrying his precious nuggets. When he arrived, an angel asked him why he was carrying asphalt. This isn't asphalt, he explained. It's gold. Hallelujah. But which the angel replied, the angel said, on earth, it's called gold. But here in heaven, we use it to pave our streets. Hallelujah. Granted, this is just a funny story, but it prompts you and I to think about what we consider valuable and what is truly valuable to God. What impresses me most about Revelation 21 is the description of heaven's streets. It is pure gold like transparent glass. Verse 21. We value, hallelujah, gold as being the most precious of metals. And we use it to make our most prized possessions. We know that in heaven it will be what we walk on. What a reversal that'll be. The things we prize here on earth will not be so lightly valued in heaven. There are necessary things we buy and collect, stock portfolio, bank accounts, admiration and fame. When the time comes to bid earth goodbye, what values they have. We know that earthly possessions are temporary. Remember, our true wealth is in heaven. Hallelujah. hallelujah. Nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption. The way into heaven could not just be bought. The blood of the cross is my only foundation. The death of my Savior redemption has wrought. We know that those who lay up treasure in heaven are the richest people on earth. Hallelujah. And in ending, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions you would want the old ship of fire to go down and pray on your behalf, you are most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence to God House Deliverance, Digital Worldwide Ministry. Your station has been Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been Old Ship of Zion. You can make your correspondence and make it attention to Overseer James Ward, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. And until we meet again across these digital airwaves, I would encourage you and you and you continually to walk in faith, walk in the newness of God. Go in God as God continually to go in you. Bye for now. And we will allow the conclusion of this music to end the program. May God bless you. Bye for now.
Now God walk the dark field. Come on. to heaven.